school of the spirit is not for those of a nervous disposition. But sometimes we have no choice. God drops us into his school, and suddenly we find that we are like an athlete in training, though we were never aware of the fact that we were going to have to undergo that training. And the coach, it seems, is pushing us till every muscle in our body is screaming. But then isn't that what the coach does to get the very best out of the athlete? He looks at that person and he knows that he has talent, or she. He knows that that person can do more than they are doing at the moment. And as they present themselves for training each day, so the training gets tougher and tougher. None of us, to use the example of a coach and a runner perhaps, want to be left on the bench when it comes to selection for the team. None of us. We all want to feature, but we don't all want to undergo the training. And sometimes that training can hold for us things that we had no clue about, things that seem to absolutely devastate our lives. But there's an old poem that says, God knows what he's about. There is, as it were, a success in failure. Sometimes to suffer failure is the only way we can learn to forget about ourselves. Sometimes the suffering of adversity, catastrophic disaster, financial disaster, utter loss, is necessary in us to produce the meekness, the compassion, and the humility, without which we will remain unqualified for the rank that God wants to take us to. Ill health may be followed by financial disaster, loss of reputation, or personal tragedy. If failure works better than success to prepare you for rulership, you can be sure that God loves you too much to shield you at the expense of his eternal glory. God's school is a hard school, and when you find yourself in the school of the Spirit after the blessing, do not be surprised. He loves you too much to shield you. He really does. The worker is more important to him than the work, because he has eternal values in sight. Oswald Chambers has been heard to say, why shouldn't we go through heartbreaks? If through a broken heart God can bring his purposes to pass in the world, then thank him for breaking your heart. It's going to make us grow up, you know. Grow up from the Bless Me Club that we currently, some of us, have. From the wanting, the laying on of hands and the quick fix. There is always a process that follows the laying on of hands, that follows the prophetic word. The process is the journey between the word spoken and the manifestation of that word. Many of us had hands laid on us during the Toronto blessing that hit England. And now we are in the pit. Consider Joseph. Prophetic word. Mother and father and sons will bow down. Next thing he knows, he's in a pit. His robe has been taken from him. Absolute disaster. Stripped of everything. Just got away with his life. Thy life I will give thee for a prey. If you are in the place at the moment of having been stripped of absolutely everything, God says to you, your life I will give you for a prey. Don't expect anything else. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Thy life I will give thee for a prey. You are being fitted, beloved, for the eternal. Not for just this life, but for the eternal. And though you may have forgotten that it's all about eternity, he hasn't. So chin up, look up, worship him, thank him, because your momentary troubles are working for you an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God bless you.